Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Today, I'll be talking about a specific cat named Mittens, aka Spawn of the Devil. Let me explain. I'm a cat person, right? Half cat person, half dog person. After I played Mittens, I became a full dog person. And another thing is, I played the cat a few times, actually more than twice. I showed one YouTube video about me, like, facing the cat. I actually played the cat maybe 6 times, won 1, lost 5, and the one that I won, I didn't even win fairly because I faced the computer in, like, a 1-minute match, and I just won on time even though that the cat was completely beating me over the board. But I do want to go over this article, and it explains what the craze has been about this cat Mittens. Let's continue on to the next segment.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's talk about this dang cat, this stupid cat. Maybe not stupid since it beat me in chess multiple times, but I underestimated it. And in this segment, I did want to go over this article on this cat. Now, I have searched many articles. I have searched chess.com articles about it. I have searched esports articles about it because this craze have reached every corner of the earth, I tell you. Whoever's in the chess community, it's pretty much impossible for you not to hear about this cat named Mittens. And like I said before, this cat is a spawn of the devil. With a cute picture, like it looks like an innocent picture, but instead of the regular black eyes that it has, it should have red eyes, and instead of like the orange fur that it has around it, it should have, I don't know, spiky black fur, things of that nature. But let me get into the chess article because it explains why everybody is thrilled about this cat. The chess community is enthralled by a feline mystery. Chess.com released a new slate of bot profiles to play against, and one of them is most definitely not like the others. Scaredy Cat, rated 800, Angry Cat, rated 1000, Mr. Grumpers, rated 1200, and Kasparov, that's funny, rated 1400, behave just how you would expect them. But then there's Mittens, rated 1, and there's more to her than meets the eye. Playing against Mittens will quickly make you realize that she is, in fact, incredibly strong, crushing opponents left and right in spectacular fashion. Apart from playing far beyond the levels of most human players, Mittens also has a devious little personality, at least based on the little chat lines she dishes out during the games. Are we going to go over the chat lines? Yes, we are definitely going to go over the chat lines. That is the only reason why I'm reading this article by .sports.com. But anyway, let's continue. This is what Mittens was saying to me when I lost dang near 7 times to it. Meow, I like chess. I exist at this chessboard through all the times and realities. Meow. All chess players eventually crumble under my mighty paws. I mean, meow. meow, I am become Mittens, the destroyer of kings. Should I just keep on doing the hee hee? I feel like that's childish. I'm just going to quit that. Meow, fate has brought you here, and I live here through all the time and space forever. I am a tiger, and you are in the jungle, and I call eternity. I can't do it without the, because it was just annoying. It was just annoying that this was the final boss and this cat was talking trash. Like, you was made up by a human. I don't even care who you are. Like, who made the cat? I want to know who made it. I want to blast him on Twitter. Anyway, it goes on forever. Purring noise, a queen. a new queen. So that's what happens when the cat promotes a pawn to a new queen. After 40 moves, you have triumphed in existing for longer than many before you. Meow. What type of cat is this? Is this Beerus? Is this Beerus off of Dragon Ball Super? Like, what? Okay, let's just go into some more lines. A worthy adversary. I bow at finally meeting one. Meow. And that's after you reach 100 moves. The game ends soon. Do not grow weary, for I will soon triumph. Meow. If you can clinch a draw like Okoro did, this is your reward. Oh, yeah, too. If you ever seen that video, then... yeah, that was pretty interesting seeing Okoro Nakamura clinch a draw, because I think the cat actually messed up in the end game, even though they was up a full pawn. They're 3,200. Okoro Nakamura still found some moves to draw against this cat. And I know Okoro Nakamura, famous grandmaster, he drew against the cat instead of beating the cat. I get it. You're probably wondering, wow, I thought he was the grandmaster. Why didn't he win? AI is the future, all right? Computers have surpassed people. Well, not technically, because I think that we can still trick computers into doing wrong moves at this present moment. I think Magnus Carlsen and Hokaru Nakamura can beat some computers if they tried really hard. But this is the thing. Hokaru Nakamura drew against Mittens. So we have a chance. Humanity had a chance of surviving because everybody else already got whooped. And I only beat the cat because we played 1 minute and I won on time. So I don't ever think it's fair. If you are winning on time, I don't think it's fair if you're losing in the position. I wouldn't even call that a win. I would just be like, okay, just treat it like a real game. What did I do wrong? But anyway, let's get back into this article right quick. If you clinch a draw, just like Okoro, you get draw. The prophecy must not be fulfilled. And should you defeat her, likely with the assistance of Stockfish... what? How? You cheat? I mean, meow. That's really the response. That, like, y'all can look it up. I'm not over embellishing this. This is the responses that this stupid dang spawn of the devil cat makes when you defeat it. The cat calls you a cheater. Like you're less than a human. Like you're not great enough. They think you're from Area 51. What is the real rating of the Mittens chatbot? Let's continue on with the article. The chess.com announcement post only gives a question mark and a one-line description. Mittens loves chess, but how good is she? It seems like she's around the rating 3,200. It seems like she's around the rating 3,200, 3,500 rating range. And as evidenced by her victories over the site's otherwise strongest 3,200 rated bots and her defeat to Stockfish 15, which is currently rated around 3,700. However, some have also suggested that the bot doesn't actually play optimally, but keeps a steady but not massive advantage, sometimes missing optimal or outright winning moves, as in this game against Nakamura, which that is what happened here. And then 2356 rated IM Eric Rosen also had good chances against the adorable machine, which he got mollywopped to. And some have speculated that the bot is running Komodo Dragon 3, a different chess engine with slightly different properties than the almighty Stockfish. It remains to be seen whether chess.com will ever reveal what's going on with the mysterious cat or if the community will be able to figure it out on its own. Alright, I'm thinking that's it. And next, they just talk about Ninja Must... actually, never mind. They talk about some samurai stuff, which I think those are just other articles. But that's pretty much the premise of who Mittens is. And if you don't know who Mittens now, then hey, you wasn't listening. And I don't appreciate you going into my podcast episode and not listening to me when the only thing you can do while listening to a podcast is use your ears and listen. But anyway, go face off this cat on your own. Send me the game on Instagram. You already know my Instagram is H1Chess. Send me the game. Go face the cat. It's Mittens. It's a bot. Do your best, I guess. And defeat the other cats too, so that you can get your pride back. Because you can't just try to defeat Mittens, you're going to be sorry, you're going to be sad, and then I'm going to have to deal with that the next episode. I'm going to be going over, okay, it's okay if you lost against Mittens. It's fine, it's whatever. But win against the other bots so that you can get that improvement by yourself, and then maybe, just maybe, you have the fighting spirit enough to do the impossible and beat Mittens.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm glad you made it this far. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. And if you haven't already, and I save this to the end just so that you can get a constant reminder, please follow so that you can stay notified on when I put out an episode. Because I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me when I post. And I know it's pretty inconsistent right now, but I got a whole full course on Patreon. I do live streams on TikTok every single day. I'm everywhere. Just look me up, Chess Knowledge with H1. Just look me up on the Google bar, and all my content will pull up. All my 750 above videos will pull up on YouTube. My playlist, my beginner playlist, my tactics strategy playlist, and all my opening videos that I put out every single day. They will all come up. And then you're going to be the best player you can be. And your chess.com rating is going to be hopefully above 1,000 rating. Or hopefully above like at least 100 rating by seeing all the patterns. Because chess is mostly about patterns. And you already know. You already know what I mean. But anyway, thanks for sitting here. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Keep your eyes on the road and stay healthy.